Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and I will share some of mine. I was born into an Irish Catholic family to a rather privileged upper middle class life and education. But at 6 years old, reacting as my real self, I kissed a boy on the cheek who had done me a kindness on the playground at recess. And because of that, and the ignorance of our culture in 1970 as to why, I could not explain it properly, and I was suspected of being gay. So it was off to counseling. But what that really meant was religious conversion therapy for the next year and a half. The reprieve only came when my father was transferred to the Middle East, and it was dropped unspoken, as I had learned one thing: keep your mouth shut and behave like everyone else. So I packed my true self away in a box deep inside. I finally began my transition in 2014. After 30 years of being wholly unhappy and waking up every morning of my adult life and needing to find a reason not to commit suicide. But along the way, this unhappiness with the core of myself wrecked relationships, marriages, and even finances. Finally, with the help of a mental health professional, I allowed myself to open that box so long buried in the core of my being by ignorance, shame, and persecution. I began my medical transition with hormone replacement therapy in January of 2016, and it was a mere 6 weeks before I woke up realizing something was different. And that difference was that I no longer had to find a reason each and every morning not to end my own life. As this dawned on me, along with the first changes of my body, I knew I was on the path to some level of happiness in this life. Each step taken along the path has brought more happiness and further enlightenment. My medical transition ended on November 15th, 2018, when my surgeon corrected the final issues, thereby relieving my dysphoria that had been present since I was 6 years old. But the path has not been without issues. In 1946, Martin Niemöller wrote some words some of us are familiar with. First, they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. He wrote these words as the world was cleaning up from a world war to defeat fascism. But fascism is an idea, and even bad ideas are hard to destroy. Somewhere, someone will keep it deep in the recesses of their heart. But what he didn't say was just as important as what he did. You see, Niemöller was a Protestant minister, and in 1933, he was in favor of Adolf Hitler's first actions. Because the Nazis didn't come for even the socialists first. They came for the gay, as it was known back then, now known as the LGBTQIA community, first. Many minority groups got left out of history because Hitler's final solution against the Jews was so diabolically horrific. In the 1920s and early 30s, there was a large resurgence of the gay community at this time, as the Roaring 20s became the ultimate celebration of life after the absolute horrors of the First World War. Berlin, Prague, Paris, Milan, Rome, Warsaw, all became havens for the community. It looked like the world was going to see an acceptance of the gay community for the first time in almost two millennia. Then came the Nazis. And the community who took the brunt and was nearly wiped out was mine, transgender women and men. In 1933, the Nazis broke into the offices of the few doctors who were capable of rendering services to our community and obtained the records. And shortly, most of that community either went into hiding, fled for their lives, or were deported to concentration camps. Less than 1% of those people would survive the 12 years. In Germany in 1933, they started this by banning drag, adult entertainment, and sex work, and hurling insults at the minority communities they planned to attack. Insults like pedophile, groomer, pervert, deviant, degenerate, and many, many more, all to justify the hate and oppression of their agenda to those who might object. And if these tactics do not look familiar to you, then you are not watching the news. On March 6, 2023, in front of a major political convention, Michael Knowles, a conservative political influencer, said, "For the good of society, transgenderism must be eradicated from public life entirely, the whole preposterous ideology at every level." That is not a statement that leaves much room for interpretation, nor is someone merely wanting to live a happy life any sort of agenda or ideology. Fascists in the past and present are masters of transference and propaganda. They make the ridiculous and villainous sound reasonable to those who cannot think critically. Fascist propaganda outlets constantly refer to those of us in the LGBTQIA community with the same language used by Nazi Germany. When that does not promote their agenda, then they outright lie. One of the most ridiculous lies that is unfortunately gaining traction with uneducated people is in regard to women's sports. They quote medical papers from biased sources, and they deny the validity of actual scientific evidence. Both the University of Leiden in Belgium, which is the world's undisputed leader in the study and care of transgender people, and the British Journal of Sports Medicine have conducted studies of 10 years or more involving people of athletic fitness, using the militaries of the United States and the United Kingdom as subject groups. Upon conclusion, both of these studies stated that after 2 years of HRT or hormone replacement therapy, the only bonus left for trans women was a 8% run speed above cisgendered females. This is due to the skeletal tilt of the hips. While our hips do tilt, it is not the same as a cisgendered woman. But in so many sports, this remaining difference makes no difference at all. Yet they would still deny us inclusion where we have no advantage. Recently, World Athletics, the governing body for track and field and other running competitions internationally, announced in March that transgender women who went through male puberty can no longer compete in women's events in international competitions. The policy took effect on March 31st. Based on the scientific evidence above, this is not necessarily based in hatred, but in science. It is, however, being glorified by fascists and bigots everywhere. But the real reason is rooted in reality, and that is what the fascist politicians are counting on. The reality is in the US Census, updated in 2021, the percentage of the population that is transgender is only 1.9%. The breakdown is 0.8% trans women, 0.6% trans men, and 0.5% non-binary people. And fascists in our government see us as an easy minority to exploit, even splitting the LGBTQIA community to try to attack us. Many TERFs or trans exclusionary radical feminists are from the lesbian community. Of the current population, 11% identify as LGBTQIA, and that is a much harder target. But the hardest target of all is a unified majority. We need your help to stand up to hate. It is that simple. In 2023, so far, we have seen 560 bills introduced in 49 states and 28 on the federal level that seek to limit the rights of transgender individuals. This is a 322% increase from 2022, which saw 174 bills introduced. So far, 83 of these bills have passed. 4 of those still await executive signatures. 113 have been defeated, and the remaining 364 bills are still in debate. Of the 83 laws passed, 17 has successfully been overturned by the combined efforts of the ACLU, Lambda Legal, and lawyers from the Human Rights Campaign. Meanwhile, states like Missouri are using consumer protection laws to deny transgender people proper medical care, in direct violation of the Affordable Care Act. Treating WPATH, World Professional Association for Transgender Health, and the treatments outlined by the World Health Organization and the American Medical Association as snake oil scams. I want you to think about that when the really expensive treatment you or someone you love needs to live could be denied in the same way without due process or common sense. In May of 2023, the state of Florida passed a bill allowing the removal of children from their parents for child abuse, being defined as seeking any care for transgender children, or simply having or being a transgender parent. It also limits the care for transgender adults, again, in direct violation of the Affordable Care Act. Legal challenges to these laws in Florida have not been successful thus far. On May 23rd of this year, the Human Rights Campaign and the NAACP issued a warning declaring Florida a hostile government to the LGBTQIA community and to persons of color. This level of warning has previously only been given to oppressive foreign governments such as China, Dubai, Russia, and now a U.S. state government joins this list, with others like Texas, Kansas, and Missouri seeming to be on the verge of this as well. That is a lot of history and depressing current facts. It is very personal to me and those in my community. Each life cut short ends another story. And make no mistake, these measures will end many more LGBTQIA lives and stories. And those pushing these issues know and relish in it as they see us as less than human. Before I share a brief overview of my transition issues, I will preface it with the fact that this is the most challenging, difficult, all-encompassing, and rewardingly real thing that I have ever had to accomplish in my life. And I would not change it for the world. Since 2016, I have encountered no fewer than 14 violent or potentially violent situations based on my own life as perceived by others, including two violent confrontations where I was in genuine fear for my life and violent attempted sexual assault. These attacks required me to defend myself to the full extent of my abilities, and not all of my brothers and sisters have my abilities. In addition, there have been words and attitudes which often make things difficult for me as a person. In 2016, despite Maryland's LGBTQIA Rights Act of 2014, I lost a job of over 10 years, pushed out by the bigotry of a new supervisor, and was failed to be hired for other jobs because of myself as a trans woman not wanting to be interacted with other staff or clients. And yes, could I prove that either of these would be definitively, I would be retired now, but that is not provable. And because of all the rhetoric of the fascist agenda, many of those who were merely fearful or ignorant feel empowered to attack me and my community. I have only managed to successfully change a mind in two of these encounters. In the rest, I have had to resort to escape and evade or counter intimidation and defensive violence. The latest of which took place right here in Maryland, not that long ago. Maryland, which has an LGBTQ rights act. I walked out of a public restroom to a county police officer and a customer who caught me using the women's room. I quickly showed the officer my gender marker on my driver's license to resolve this issue, then pressed a harassment complaint. So don't think that anywhere or anyone is safe. I would prefer to see society change these unfortunate circumstances through education and reason. That means thinking ahead of the fascists to value education and promote empathy. Each and every one of us has to see through the lies and reason through the cries of child welfare. These same political forces have not only failed to act in the best interests of children, but have actively opposed them for the sake of greed. This type of hypocrisy is the very definition of fascism and its evils. I hope your answer to this would be to actively support those being oppressed and marginalized by adding your voice to theirs. To weigh in with lawmakers to let them know the vocal minority does not rule here. I hope you will support the Last Lines of Justice, the ACLU, Lambda Legal, and the Human Rights Campaign, but most importantly, get involved. Speak up, even if they are not coming for you or anyone you love or know, because eventually they will when there are fewer less to speak for you. Reverend Martin Niemöller's words do not need another verse, but it is already being written. First, they came for the transgender people, and I did what?